Good morning. You are listening to Raven Radio. Today is Friday, October 26th, 2012. I'm Holly Keene, and this is Raven News. Energy for Southeast Alaska tops the list of priorities for State Senator Bert Stedman. The Sitka Republican spoke to the Greater Sitka Chamber of Commerce on Wednesday. The event was billed as a candidate forum, but only Stedman was able to attend. His Democratic opponent, State Senator Albert Kukesh, was unable to attend because of a scheduling conflict. Reached afterward by phone, Kukesh said he had agreed to a different date that didn't work with Stedman's schedule. When the forum was moved to accommodate Stedman, Kukesh says he had a conflict. As was the case for other candidate forums at the chamber, Stedman received his question in advance. First up, what are your top three legislative priorities?
Number one is getting elected. I would say that would be number one. And then it comes down to, after that, an organization, try to get into a good position within the legislative arena, particularly the Senate, and then the relationship with the House, so you've got more influence than the average senator. Mainly, you know, it's nice to be in leadership. And then from there, it's all going to be focused on energy, and there'll be different energy issues in the interior, in the rail belt, and then in Southeast. But clearly here in Southeast, it's interties and hydros and other energy generation. Locally, it's going to be the funding requests coming from City Hall for Blue Lake and trying to deal with, and I've asked the Assembly, and I think they have, and the Administrator, and I think they have agreed to go ahead and ask for debt forgiveness on Green Lake. So I've got another tool in the toolkit to play at the table. It would have been easier, of course, to just as a point of clarification, it'd been easier, of course, to have, from my perspective, a delay in the issuance of the contract for Blue Lake for me to line up the appropriations from the state. But that is a different decision path that I'm on than the Assembly. The Assembly has to be on a decision path of what they think benefits the community, and the financing of it is just one piece of the puzzle. So although it makes my job a little more challenging, I'm sure it was the right decision to make.
That's an excerpt of State Senator Bert Stedman speaking on his top legislative priorities before the Sitka Chamber of Commerce on Wednesday. He also said he'll focus on more funding for the Alaska Marine Highway System and that he looks to communities to tell him what their other needs are. Stedman and State Senator Albert Kukesh are both competing for the new Senate District Q seat. Kukesh was unable to attend the forum because of a scheduling conflict. The general election is November 6. Bartlett Regional Hospital in Juneau is severing its long-standing ties with Quorum Health Resources. The Tennessee-based company currently provides discounted supply purchases and management consulting to Juneau's city-owned hospital. For more than two decades, Quorum also employed Bartlett's chief executive and chief financial officers. The hospital board of directors decided last year to hire its own management team, and on Tuesday, members voted unanimously to terminate Quorum's three-year consulting contract, which took effect January 31st. Bartlett Board President Bob Storer was traveling Wednesday and unavailable to comment, but CEO Chris Harf says administrators no longer needed those consulting services.
We haven't really used them since I've been here, and we kind of have what we need to move forward and don't need additional services, and we can always go to the market and get those services if needed.
Harf says that's exactly what the hospital will do to get a new supply purchasing deal.
We already have a boilerplate RFP ready to go out. I don't expect that to take very long at all.
She says the contract with Quorum can be terminated within 60 days' notice, and Bartlett can keep using its current purchasing agreement for 3 months after that. Terms of the contract approved by the hospital board and Juneau Assembly less than a year ago call for Bartlett to pay Quorum $380,000 a year. Officials with Quorum could not be reached for comment. Bartlett is a city enterprise fund that runs on patient fees. The hospital board of directors is appointed by the Juneau Assembly. Five Petersburg artists have their work on display at the town's museum, but they won't be getting it back. Their paintings, weavings, and fiber creations were recently purchased with a grant from the Rasmussen Foundation's Art Acquisition Fund. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
Sue McCallan is excited about the new additions to the Claussen Museum's permanent collection. One is a traditional piece, Clam Basket, by Catherine Kitty Young.
It is beautiful. It's a basket that you would collect clams in. It's out of yellow and red cedar, and the quality of the work is just outstanding.
Another is a painted textile work called Moonlight Flight.
Susan Christensen is a fiber artist, so hers is made from fabric, hand painting and stitching, and her work is just, it's really wonderful.
McCallum directs Petersburg's Claussen Museum, one of a number of cultural and historical facilities receiving art acquisition grants. Funding is from the Rasmussen Foundation and is distributed through the nonprofit group Museums Alaska.
It's enabled museums such as ours to purchase art from local and regional artists to help not only enhance the museum collection, but to support local artists and keep them working and doing art and being creative.
People submit their work for sale to the museum. Board members usually know the artists since they're from Petersburg and are familiar with how they've grown and developed.
And then we, as a museum board of trustees, we have a selection evening, and we sit there and we look at all the art and we pick out the ones that we think represent the artists the very best of their current work that's going on, and that will that we all just really like. And it's a really fun process. It's a fun night.
Only Petersburg artists applied, but McCallum says the museum is open to work from other Southeast artists and maybe those farther away.
We try to follow our guidelines that it is a living Alaskan artist, that it's their current work, that it's within the last couple of years.
The museum purchased a second work from fiber artist Christensen called After Dark. Oil on canvas paintings were Pia Riley's Vibrations, Ashley DuRoss's Inside Out, and Joe Vicnicki's Sasby Solstice. This is Ed Schoenfeld.
The artwork will be on display through 2 p.m. tomorrow at the Claussen Museum. It will be displayed again later this year or early next year. You can see photos of two of the purchased art pieces on our website. A Ketchikan author and her daughter recently published a book about a young girl anxiously waiting to grow up as she explores the beaches of Southeast Alaska. But the book has another message: no matter what your challenges, you can achieve your dreams. KRBD's Maria Dudzak has the story.
The chapter book tells the story of a young girl who wants to join her father in his kayaking adventures. She repeatedly is told, "When you're older," and each time she watches her father paddle away, has her own mini-adventures, discovering colorful shells and purple sea stars on Southeast beaches. The story, Can I Kayak Daddy?, though fictionalized, is based on Bonnie Autry, a young girl with Down syndrome who wants to do the same things the rest of her family can do. Bonnie's mother, Joyce, is the author. Autry says she began working on the book more than 20 years ago, and her family life is the inspiration for the story. The Autrys lived on a homestead dairy property about 4 miles south of Ketchikan, and her husband, John, would kayak to work each day.
And so that's the first line of the book, is about John kayaking to work. And then Bonnie and her mommy would be on the beach, and we'd go beachcombing and find sea stars and different kinds of shells. And she'd also practice paddle. She would sit on the beach and go dip to the right. What do you say?
Dip to the right, dip to the left.
When Bonnie was 8 years old, she was finally told she was old enough and had learned enough to go kayaking. For her first trips, Bonnie would sit in the same hatch as her father. Eventually, Bonnie grew too big, and one day she received a surprise, a kayak with 3 hatches that the family could paddle in together. Bonnie was then able to ride and paddle in her own hatch. Bonnie, now 31, continues to kayak today. Autry says one of the reasons she wrote the book was to make others aware of the abilities of people with Down syndrome.
A big part of it is teaching people that people with Down syndrome can learn many things and do a lot of traveling and learning and all kinds of aspects of life, no matter what.
Bonnie Autry has not let Down syndrome hold her back. Growing up, she was active in Girl Scouts and choir and was on the high school swim team, among other activities. She and her mother recently presented their book in Anchorage after participating in the Buddy Walk.
Yes, we went to Anchorage for this Buddy Walk. The Buddy Walk was about Down syndrome kids, and I was one of them.
And they were, it's a fundraiser.
It's a fundraiser.
And you've also, haven't you also been involved with Special Olympics and things like that?
Yes, I was.
And I understand prom queen as well?
Yes, Alice the K-High prom queen.
2001.
2001.
Bonnie continues to swim and stay active and says she currently has two jobs. She works at the Opportunity House, a housing development for persons with disabilities in Ketchikan, and delivers newspapers. Bonnie says she will soon have a third job, shelving books at the library. In Ketchikan, I'm Maria Dudzak.
And that's all for Raven News. If you've missed any of our stories or would like to hear them again, please visit us online at kcaw.org.